think before you act. Name-calling, teasing, pushing, and fighting. Whether you have experienced it or not, chances are that these are the things that pop in your mind when you hear the word bullying. Yet, many of us know little about the serious, lasting harms bullying could cause. If you've watched 13 Reasons Why, you'll understand the impacts that bullying can have. The second season of the popular US teenage drama was released on May 18th. It tells the story of Hannah Baker, a high school student who takes her own life after she's picked on by fellow students, while others stand by and do nothing to help her. One of the important messages audiences could get from the show is to treat people with kindness and respect. It teaches us that every single thing we say and do has an impact on others, news platform Odyssey noted. No one knows what is going on in another person's life, and anything could cut them deep inside. Some may think 13 Reasons Why exaggerates the severity of school bullying, but according to the US National Center for Educational Statistics, more than 20% of US students were bullied in 2016, and only 36% of this group reported it. This indicates that many people who are bullied choose not to seek help. NBA player Gerald Green opened up about being called alien hands during his teenage years due to his big hands. Being bullied was embarrassing, he told the NBA website in 2014. I still remember shying away from crowds and walking around with my hands in my pockets to avoid attention from my peers. To get away from the teasing, he found his motivation by playing basketball and making a career out of it. But not everyone is so lucky to discover an outlet. According to statistics released by the US government, if someone intervenes to stop a bully, there's a 57% chance the bullying will stop within 10 seconds. So if you ever witness bullying, consider stepping up and supporting the victim. As US actor Brandon Flynn, who stars in 13 Reasons Why, said, "Just because you're not the one getting bullied, it doesn't mean it's not your problem too."